And turn with us to the book of Psalms, chapter number one. Psalm chapter number one, and we'll be there momentarily. And I trust that you're still going through and enjoying the daily devotional. And we'll get back to sharing some ones that are encouraging to us next Sunday. But I want us to jump right into our next study on memorizing Scripture. And we've seen several principles up to this point. We've seen the principle of choosing a specific time and a quiet place. We've seen the principle of taking a topic in Scripture and organizing it by topic. And then the last opportunity that we had to gather and meet together, which was about 2 weeks ago, we looked at the principle of work out loud, that we read it, we write it, and then we do it verbally so that we have those three opportunities to get the Scriptures into our minds and into our hearts. Now, you're there in Psalm chapter 1, and who would like to read verses 1 and 2? Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Sue, go ahead.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
All right. Thank you there, Miss Sue. And so the principle, our fourth principle that we want to look at when memorizing Scripture is found here in these two verses, specifically the first part of verse number one, where it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And then verse number two, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Of course, we know the law of the Lord is the Word of God. The law of the Lord is the Bible. It is the Scriptures. And so if, as Christians, if we want to be blessed, we don't walk in the counsel of the sinners, which means we have to walk in the counsel of God. And we do so by getting into the Scriptures, by getting into the Bible. And that's the fourth principle that I wanted to see, and that is walk while you memorize. Walk while you memorize. And, you know, your body, when you think about it, it has rhythm. And I'm sure that you can tell, you know, who's coming down the hall of your house, you know, just by their walk sometimes. You know, if it's your wife, if it's your husband, you know, if it's your, my father, yeah, my dad, you know, we can tell when he's walking through the house. We can tell when it's mojo. I'm sure if you have animals, you can tell, you know, which animal it is, which cat, which dog. And because our bodies have rhythm. We're creatures of habit. What's that?
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof. Some of us, we don't have any rhythm. And you know, you think about little children, right? And little children, they're able to memorize the words songs long before that they can read, because the words to songs, usually, they're written to the rhythm of music. And we can take that same principle and we can apply it to Scripture, because I can guarantee you that you will memorize Scripture faster by walking than you would than just by, you know, sitting in a chair somewhere, just by lounging. Because, you know, when you're lounging, you're relaxed, you're not thinking about work or sleep. Yeah, exactly. You know, some people, you know, they hit their recliner or they hit their couch, and, you know, they put a blanket on them. You know, they might sit down to read a book, watch some TV, and then you look over and, man, they're out like a light. You know, they're, because it's something comfortable. It's a comfortable position. Same thing is true if you're behind the wheel of your car, you know, stuck in rush hour traffic. Have you ever been stuck in rush hour traffic? I know I found myself, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm just kind of frustrated at the traffic. Sometimes I'm tired when I'm driving, and, you know, I'll find, you know, stuck in traffic, it's a good time to get a quick 30-second power nap before you wake up and go those next few steps. But this principle of the body having rhythm and walking while we memorize. And, you know, this exercise, it's another one. It's a real basic exercise. And, you know, if we try it, we'll find very quickly that it's not going to hurt us either. And, you know, the rhythm in your body will make the verse not only a part of your mind, but also a part of your entire being. And so there's several verses I want us to look at and that backs up this principle of walking while you're memorizing. Go over, if you would, 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter number 4. First Timothy chapter 4, and who'd like to read there verses 7 and 8? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. All right, I'll read this particular one. The Bible there says, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, "But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness, for bodily exercise profiteth little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." This verse here speaks to the idea of exercise, which could be applied to walking while memorizing, showing that while bodily exercise may have limited profit, the discipline of physical activity combined with doing something godly, godliness, like memorizing scripture, the Bible tells us here that that's profitable, that that's beneficial in both the present life and the one to come. Look, if you would, there, Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Anybody like to read there verse number 8? Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. Ms. Sue, go ahead.
"This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success."
All right, thank you.
This is funny. I don't mean to.
Oh no, go ahead.
But that was the verse I memorized for today. Was verse 9.
Oh, that's wonderful.
"Have I not commanded thee?"
Absolutely.
"Be strong and courageous."
Yeah, that's right.
"Do not tremble."
Absolutely.
"Be fearful, for thou God art with thee."
That's right.
"Wherever thou may go." Because I was reading about Joshua, how he had to go into the promised land, without Moses and Aaron and.
Yep.
That's
good. Yeah, if anyone had a reason to be strong and courageous.
Sometimes how I learn verses, that's just me.
Absolutely.
I'll read the backstory a little bit, and then I can remember it.
And it sticks with you because
it
you can
with me. Yes.
You can recall the the history of every
and
day.
And I'm not trying to say, oh, I learned a verse, blah, blah, blah. But, it meant something.
Absolutely.
So that's just me.
Absolutely. No, that's good.
That's why I had to read it. Mm-hmm. Number 8, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Thank you.
And so we see here that...
Can you share?
No, I'm good. The act of meditating here in Joshua is talking about keeping the law in one's mouth, always having a scripture verse at the ready. And that, of course, here it's connected to engaging the body, again, through walking, while memorizing and reflecting on the scripture. But again, that physical movement, it just might aid, it just might help in that meditation process. Turn over that now, if you would, Psalm 119. Psalm 119, and who'd like to read there verse number 11? Psalm 119 and verse number 11. Very simple verse. And Brother Kenny, go ahead.
"Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee."
All right. And again, that's perhaps one of the Psalms we learn the earliest and the quickest as Christians. But again, that this idea of walking and memorizing the scriptures, walking and memorizing the word of God, that can be a way that we can hide God's word in our heart. Because again, that physical activity of walking, it can make the process more effective in memorization and the internalization of the words you're walking and you're talking it out, and, or, you know, you might have earphones in and or earbuds and, you know, listening to it on your phone or a listening device. And as you're walking, you know, you're getting the word of God ingrained in your heart and ingrained in your mind. Who'd like to read there? Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. And verses 13 through 15. Luke chapter number 24, verses 13 through 15. Anyone like to read that this morning? All right, I'll read this one here. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 15. The Bible says, "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 70 furlongs, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them." And so here we have a very simple account. Here the disciples, they're walking along, they're going somewhere, and as they're going to their destination, they're discussing the things of God. They're discussing Scripture. They're discussing the Bible, and that helped them better understand, that helped them better remember the teachings of Christ. And this illustrates for us this morning the power of combining that physical movement again with conversation, with reflection on the spiritual truth. And so, you know, you find yourself out and about on any given day, you're with another Christian or fellow believer, even if you're not with a fellow Christian, you know, you're walking somewhere, you're going somewhere, you know, you can bring up Scripture, you can bring up the Word of God, you can bring up the things of God and talk about the things of God to them. Turn over, if you would, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 there in verse number 1. The Bible says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." So again, this verse emphasizes offering our bodies as a service, a sacrifice to God. And as we walk and we memorize Scripture, that can be an act of us presenting our body in a focused manner, in a holy manner, to engage both our mind, our body, in that spiritual manner, in that spiritual growth, and in that spiritual truth. And then look, if you would, Proverbs chapter 4. Final portion of Scripture we're going to look at as we think about this principle this morning. Proverbs chapter 4. And then notice there, if you would, verses 25, 26, and 27. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25, 26, and 27. The Bible says, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." And so we see that these verses here, again, they encourage a focused movement. They encourage a purposeful movement. And those movements can be associated, again, with this thought of walking while memorizing Scripture. And as you walk and focus on God's word, what you're doing is you're training your body, you're training your mind to remain steadfast, to stay focused on righteousness, to stay focused and steadfast on God and things of God and godliness and the word of God and on scripture. And so we see again that walking while memorizing scripture, it's a great way to engage both the body. It's a great way to engage the mind in a very holy approach to our spiritual growth, to combine the rhythm of movement with that discipline of memorization and reflection. And once we have that, later on, when that verse is used in preaching, or when that verse is used in teaching, well, it will just help that verse to even so much more come alive. And it'll become, you know, we can think of it, for lack of a better term, it'll become animated. And it'll mean that much more to us as we have memorized it. You know, one of the great concerns is that the average person in the world today, and you go and you talk to them, and you'll find out very quickly that they think that the Bible is a very stuffy book. They'll think that the Bible is a book that it was written, I mean, centuries ago. And they fall into the trap of thinking the Bible has no relevance for today, that the Bible has no guidance for the day, that the Bible has no answers for today, that is not relative to men and women and boys and girls today. But when you quote it, and when your whole body language is part of what you are saying, well, that's when the Bible becomes alive. That's when the Word of God becomes alive. And then people begin to sense that, hey, you know what? This book has some power. This book has some authority, because it's not just something that was written thousands of years ago, but this is really something that thus saith the Lord. Now, a warning that you have to have here, though, is this, is that when you go to use it, you're going to have a hard time standing still. I mean, even, you know, years ago when I first started preaching, and even today, I don't do it as much anymore, but I used to, you know, walk back and forth, come down from the pulpit, go back and forth, up and down the aisles, and, you know, all the rest. And, even today, I still talk with my hands, and I guess, man, he says that's an Italian thing, talking with your hands, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But when you do this, you know, it's going to be very difficult. And again, it's very difficult for me, you know, just to stand, you know, behind the pulpit or when I quote scripture, because I memorized it when I was on the move. And so my body, it wants to go, it wants to move, it wants to go. But, you know, you have the freedom of being able, you know, to move away, you know, from the pulpit. I have the freedom of moving away from the pulpit. I have the freedom of moving away from my notes, because even my notes, I've taken the time to reread them and reread them and reread them. And so even if, and I've had this happen, if I've lost my notes, or if my iPad hasn't, you know, for whatever reason, it's died, and all I have are some notes in the margin of my Bible, I can take that sermon, and because I've already memorize the context and the history and the verses and the account, I can take just my Bible and preach a sermon. I don't need the iPad. I don't need the notes. They're helpful, but I don't need them, because I've already made it a point to study and commit these things to my heart and to my mind. And that way, and you know, I'm not one, because growing up and in school, I never liked giving presentations. I never liked standing in front of a class. And to this day, I still don't. So, you know, when, you know, I was taught to preach, I said, you know, always look people in the eye. Well, I can't do that. I got to look over people, because I don't want them thinking, oh, he's preaching at me, or, you know, he's, you know, talking about me, and, you know, whatever else the case may be. But, when you're able to move away from your notes, move away from your Bible, it gives you that freedom that you need. Look, if you would, there, Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1, And that was where we kicked things off, and that's where we will end this morning. Psalm chapter 1. And notice there, if you would, again, verses 1, 2, and we'll add in verse number 3. Psalm chapter number 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. The Bible here says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." So here we have Psalm chapter 1. And Psalm chapter 1 is an excellent choice for this principle of walking while memorizing, because it speaks to the value of meditating on God's Word. And that aligns perfectly with walking while memorizing Scripture. So here's the connection. Number one, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And so this suggests for us that walking, when it's done with intention and when it's done with purpose, that it can be a form of separation from the world and the worldly influences that we face on an everyday basis. And so if we're walking and we're walking with God and we're walking with the Scriptures and we're walking with the Bible and the Word of God and the things of God, then that helps us to separate ourselves from the world. That's why it's important to meditate and memorize and have it in our heart and our mind. And just so we can, you know, the Bible says in James, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. How do you do that? By memorizing Scripture. Ms. Rose? What? Oh, no. I thought I saw your hand. That's all right. And this walking can be a time of, again, that focused reflection on God's Word, avoiding distractions and allowing space for meditation. But then secondly, the Bible here says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And so again, this emphasizes not only walking, but the importance of a continual meditation on God's Word. A walking while memorizing Scripture can be, you know, it can be that natural rhythm that just helps you facilitate that constant reflection day and night. And so you wake up in the morning till the time you go to bed at night, you get into the rhythm that you're just always with the Scriptures, always with the Bible, always with the things of God. And then thirdly, in verse number 3, the Bible says, he shall be planted like a tree, or he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And so a person who meditates on God's Word in a steady and intentional way, again, like walking while memorizing, you're going to grow strong. You're going to become fruitful. And the illustration, the picture here, is like a tree that's rooted by the water. Why? That water comes in and it waters the roots of that tree, and that tree, it digs down deep and it grows and it's strong. And you know, I guarantee you, you go up to a tree out here in the street and you push that tree, I guarantee you it's not going to fall over. And the same thing is true for the Christian who is saturating their life with the Bible and with the Word of God and with Scripture and with godliness and with the things of God. When the world comes up to you and tries to push you over, you're going to be like a tree planted by the river. You're going to be strong. And listen, that doesn't mean that, you know, the world's going to stop coming after you and beating you up and, you know, all the things that we face. But when you are with God and with the Lord, you can be that strong tree that's rooted in the things of God. Walking aids the physical process, while the Word strengthens the spiritual growth. And so here in Psalm chapter 1, it perfectly encapsulates the principle of walking while memorizing, showing how intentional movement and meditation on God's word leads to spiritual vitality and blessing. And so this week, you know, you're going about your week, work, grocery shopping, whatever it is that you have to do, make it a point to put some scripture time in there. You know, you're going through the grocery store, you know, quote scripture to yourself. You know, people might look at you like you're crazy or something, and they come up to you and say, "Who are you talking to?" "I'm talking to and about my Lord. Can I tell you about him?" And then guess what? That can open up a whole window of witnessing and a whole window of sharing Christ and maybe inviting somebody to church. And so let's be busy this week. Again, just memorizing our scriptures and planting it deep in our heart and deep in our mind. Let's pray.